And on the line now, I have Tom Doyle, who is with the events section in Dublin City Council. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me on.
No, you're more than welcome. We're going to talk about the festival, Hotter Than July. Now, I'd imagine there's some changes been made due to the situation we're in. But let's just tell the listeners a bit about the festival itself.
Yeah, thanks, John. So Hotter Than July, it's a world music festival, which normally takes place in Smithfield Square. And this year will be the seventh year of the festival. For obvious reasons, with the restrictions in place due to COVID-19, we've had to change things up. So basically, we're moving everything online and into a virtual format. So last year, normally what would happen, the event would be over one day. It'd be the last Sunday in July, and it'd be a big event on Smithfield Square. This time, what we're doing is we're running a series of events from the 17th of July to the 26th of July. So there's a lot in it, in the programme, and I suppose it's hard to say there's many good things that have come out of the last few months. Yeah. But one good thing with doing the programme this way, there's a lot more, I suppose, diversity within the programme. It's not just music. There's instrument-making workshops for kids. There's storytelling through songs for kids. There's a gospel choir that people can get involved in and sign up for, and then the performance will be broadcast on the last day, which is the 26th. So along with a whole range of performances from the likes of Havana Shea to Eamon Cagney and Niall Tumbu. So there's National Concert Hall, Gamelin Orchestra live are playing also, and Nava, another band are playing. So there's a whole lot going on, and there's the extra, I suppose, with the workshop element is great for kids to learn about making instruments, and hopefully that sparks an interest for them in it. So it's been a very successful event over the last few years. It's I suppose at its core it's a celebration of the cultural diversity in Dublin, and it's celebrated through music and dance. This year we won't have the dance element, but there's certainly plenty of music going on, and all the events will be at Improvised Music Company's Facebook page, and then afterwards they will be available on Dublin City Council's YouTube channel. So if you miss something on the day, don't worry, you'll catch it on our YouTube channel. So I'd encourage people to get involved with it, to have a look at the program. You'll get all the details. The entire lineup is listed on hotterthanjuly.ie or dublincity.ie/events.
So it's hotterthanjuly.ie, and that you'll get the program on that. Now, listening to the different people that's going to take place that beyond this, it sounds like when you think of festivals, you think of young people, but this sounds like it's aimed at people of all ages.
Absolutely, and that's what we're trying to do, and that's what we try to cater for in general with events, is that, you know, it's all inclusive, and this one is like there's stuff for kids, and then there's, like as I said, the gospel choir, all ages, you know, can get involved in that, and then I suppose any age loves music, you know. We'll all enjoy a good song. So the musicianship at this festival over the years has always been of a very, very high standard. You have musicians from the Middle East, from Africa, from Eastern Europe, from Ireland. It's a fusion of different cultures and music. It's a great festival, and it's a very nice atmosphere every year. I've gone to each one over the years, so I know it's difficult to kind of replicate that in a virtual context, but I think there's certainly enough in the program to keep people entertained, and you know, I think they're going to really enjoy what Improvised Music Company have put together for them.
That's fantastic. It sounds great, and I talk to a lot of organisations, and it comes up every now and then with this pandemic now. We used to give out about you, especially young people, being on their tablets, being on their laptop, being on their phone too much. But the internet now has really come into its own with Zoom and Absolutely,
John. Like it has its advantages, and one, I suppose, thing that we're becoming more mindful of now with doing the likes of this event, and we have another one, the Woodkey Summer Sessions, that went online and went out in a virtual way, and the first week was very successful. But what's actually, I suppose, we're becoming more mindful that by doing it this way, we're reaching an awful lot more people. We're reaching people that, for whatever, for health reasons, if you have a disability and you can't get in to see the gig, that you can now, you know, everybody can get to see it. So that's one, I suppose, good thing that's come out of this, that it's changed. Maybe the ideal would be that next year you would do both, that you would have the event, but you would also have an online element. So for people that can't get in, you know, for whatever reason, that they can see it, experience it as well. So that's technology. Yes, there's good things and bad things about it, but I think doing it this way has certainly just made us think about when, please God, things return to normal soon enough, we'll be doing both, you know, that we'll be having the outdoor event, but also having a virtual element so people don't miss out.
Yeah, doing both. It's a step forward, really, isn't it?
It is. In an odd way, you know, it's not something, as I said, it's very hard to say. There's many good things have happened in the last few months with the coronavirus, but in an odd way, with these things, good things can come out of it, that we can change how we operate, how we do things. And this is one positive that I think that it will actually make events more accessible and going forward, because the online elements will be there as well as the event on the day.
And I'm just looking here, excuse me, there's even workshops on how to make your own instrument. How will that work? Will people be able to go online and sort of find out what materials they need?
That's it. So it's basically, there's an online instrument making workshop with his composer and inventor, Ed Devane. So Ed will be building a percussion instrument from household materials for younger music enthusiasts, and a trickier string instrument for older crafters. So it's basically, you sign up online. So again, I'd encourage people to go to hotterthanjuly.ie, and you'll see a full list of the program and anything that you're interested on. There's links on it, so you'll register for the workshops. So there's an awful lot going on in it. You know, it's a really packed program.
It sounds brilliant, and all the events are going to be streamed online. Is it www.facebook.com/IMC Music?
IMC Music, correct. Yeah. Sorry. And as I said, afterwards, then the videos will be available on Dublin City Council's YouTube channel. So they'll be sitting there. So if you happen to miss the performance, you know, you'll catch it. You know, don't worry, you'll see it again on our YouTube page.
And all information available on hotterthanjuly.ie.
Yes.
The program. Isn't that great? It sounds fantastic, and it's great to know now that you've got it's an expansion, more or less, because you'll be going into more people's homes.
Yeah,
and more people will be able to access it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one good thing that you can say has come from all of this.
Yeah, great stuff. Listen, Tom, thanks very much for taking the call. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, just again, as you said, hotterthanjuly.ie, and then also the Woodkey Sessions are another event that the City Council event section have set up, and is currently taking place. The next one will be this Thursday. It's Cassiopeia Wind Quintet will be performing at 1 o'clock, and that will be streamed from facebook.com/Woodkey Summer Sessions. So we have three more sessions left. They're every Thursday in July, and they run from 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then again the same as Hotter in July. If you miss it at 1, don't worry, the videos go straight up then on our YouTube channel. So that's, I encourage people to have a look at that one as well. It's all free.
Okay, and the Hotter in July one, that's happening
from the
Friday,
17th to the 26th of July.
Okay, and that's Friday is 17th, start that right?
Yeah,
so
it is Friday,
starting all this Friday, and it's facebook.com/IMC Music. And that's correct. Where you get on. And then again, it's on the Dublin City Council website as well. Okay, Tom, listen, yep. Thank you very much for taking the call. And
no problem. Thanks for having me on, John.
All the best of luck with that. Thank you.
Good man. Cheers. Bye. See you now.